defending your freedom every single day. From the GunBroker.com studios, this is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios begins right now. A very special program for you today. You're going to find out why in just a second. I'll uncork it. I'll let the cat out of the bag. I'll unbox it here for you in just a moment. But I have a feeling that today's program is more than likely going to wind up being an encore for the upcoming MonsterCast. So if you are listening to this on the MonsterCast, you heard me predict it a few days earlier on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. That's how good this program is going to be today. I'll explain that in a second. First, let me go over a very briefly for you a press release from the Second Amendment Foundation, from the great Alan Gottlieb, that came out yesterday from Bellevue, Washington, for immediate release. SAF, gun-free zones are shooting galleries for maniacs. End them. Declaring that so-called gun-free zones are shooting galleries for maniacs, the Second Amendment Foundation today is calling for an end to such designations by launching an advertising campaign aimed at print and online publications. Without a self-defense option, Alan Gottlieb said, we are all at greater risk. The campaign has a simple message. You're a sitting duck in a gun-free zone. Gottlieb referred to a report from the Crime Prevention Research Center. You heard Dr. John Lott on the Monster program back a couple days ago on Armed American Radio's MonsterCast. What he was telling us was that 98% of mass public shootings since 1950 have occurred in places where citizens, you, me, are prohibited from having firearms. He noted that in Europe, quote, every mass public shooting has occurred in a gun-free zone. Virtually 98 to 99% have here in the United States. He pointed to mass shootings at schools, shopping malls, movie theaters, churches as prime examples where gun-free zone designations, do not prevent tragedies but may actually enable crazed killers by making it impossible for the victims to fight back. Alan continued, whether you're talking about a high school in Florida, a theater in Colorado, or a mall in Nebraska, the common denominator has been that they all prohibited firearms on the premises. Of course, in every case that the ban had zero effect on the shooters who took innocent lives. There are numerous other examples where the gun-free mindset has been worse than a failure, and history has provided us the grim casualty counts to prove it. The evidence shows that gun-free zones are not the answer. Indeed, they provide an added danger because they prevent legally armed citizens, that's you and me, from defending ourselves, themselves in the case of his quote, and others while creating the mere illusion of safety. Alan went on, for more than two decades, the U.S. has perpetuated a false sense of security with gun-free zones. It's time to end this dangerous folly. Nobody wants to be a sitting duck in a maniac's shooting gallery. So what I'm telling you now is that the Second Amendment Foundation is blitzkrieging here, going on an all-out offensive to push Congress and get this out in front of the election and in front of the gun grabbers and the, what is it, 1,280-some Sean, we're going to get an answer from Sean here in just a second, of those clown posse members that are pushing for not only more gun-free zones, but all of America as a gun-free zone. And we know how dangerous that is. So Gottlieb, once again, at the forefront. All right, here's why I told you today is going to be special. Because I'm not live with you today. I am live to tape with you about an hour and a half before the program airs at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Why? Because yesterday on the program, you hear me talking to Sean during the show. And Sean doesn't come back and talk to us because he's busy. He's got to run the boards. We want him running the boards. And it's hard. But he'll get in my ear from time to time and laugh at me and say something. Yesterday, he was doing more than talking to me because he didn't want me to get the distraction. He was, in fact, texting me while we were live on the air yesterday with commentary, running commentary, passionate running commentary about what I was discussing about in Chicago. And you heard me say there's a racial component to that. So what I did was something I've never done before. I have called Sean at home. We are taping Sean right now for this broadcast. He's going to stay with me as a guest. And then as this show is airing, as you hear it right now, he is actually running the boards as with himself as a guest on the program because he was very passionate about what we were talking about relative to gun control, the left, Kamala Harris, and Chicago. And Sean joins me right now as a guest on the show, not having to work it, so we're free to talk. Sean, Sean Young, Sean Shanto, AAR Shanto Young. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, brother. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing good. This is kind of strange, isn't it, to have you as a guest on the program while you're not actually working the show, right, for the first time in over a decade.
Yeah, that's true. It is interesting.
It really is kind of interesting to have you not in the studio, but to actually have you on the phone. Now, you had shot me some text messages yesterday, and you know what? I should probably grab some of those, shouldn't I? I think listeners might want to see that. Hold on. Okay, we're getting away from the mic. I'm actually going to go to the phone here. Here we go. And I want to pull up some of these text messages that you shot over to me while we were live on the air yesterday. I found them fascinating. Of course, as you know, it was hard for me to respond because I was running my gator. But nonetheless, it was really, really important that you were commenting on this. So let's go. The reason why the first one came out at 4:20, 20 minutes into the show, while we were live yesterday, and you shot me this text. And that's Eastern time, listeners. If you were on the West Coast, it would be 1:20. Or if you're listening it on a delayed broadcast, trust me when I tell you it was when we were live yesterday. The reason why the Dems are not talking about Chicago is because this is what they want. Black-on-black killings help them cast blame and mislead this community. Sean, let's start with that because you were very, very impassioned about that. What did you mean by that?
Well, the Democrats have, you know, we think they're crazy and we think they're lunatics because we don't understand the game. Democrats are doing what's called a part of art of war. Know yourself and know your enemy. The reason why I said that is because as long as black people in the black community is always catching blame on various other people is because they don't have to have responsibility. That's one. Two, it's just like the abortion issue, which, you know, that's not really an issue that I really get into. But you have to understand that Democrats have, that's the power that they have. And as long as they have that power, and as long as that power is there, the black and brown community will never, ever pick up its boots and do what it's supposed to do. Be responsible, get a good job, get a good education, and try to move forward in your life. And so as long as you have the killings going on and the disillusions, it will never end. It's going to get worse.
Listener, what Sean is talking about, I should have probably set this up for the listener a little bit better, that question. It was pertaining to the conversation we were having yesterday about Chicago. And Sean, you correct me if I'm wrong, but what got you off on this, as I was, is yet again we were reporting incredibly devastating numbers out of Chicago yesterday, talking about 46 more killings here. And I was telling you, listener, and Sean was texting me during this because it's such, these are bothersome numbers. Sean and I have been doing this a long time together. Sean, we have covered thousands together, thousands of shootings just in Chicago alone. And we've used that as a running tally over we're now in 11 years on the MonsterCast, 5 years on this program. And it's disturbing. Mm-hmm. And every time we talk about it, it gets more disturbing because there's passion here. You and I care about this issue. We know how to end it. So, listener, what Sean is referencing here and what prompted that text was the fact that we were talking about another 46 killing or 46 shootings. I don't know how many murders. What I told you was that there was another Parkland and Virginia Beach and Virginia Tech in Chicago this month alone, and the left remains silent. And what sparked it was AWR's column yesterday, right, Sean?
Yes, yes, absolutely, absolutely. And the Democrats will never own up to it.
Well, you gave me enough information, and you know me well enough to know, you gave me enough in just in that one text and your response on the air just now, enough information to go for another 2 hours. We don't even need to go to the other text. We can take off from what you just said and start there. So we've got about another minute in this segment, Sean. And it's kind of fun because I'm now watching the boards, and I think that's kind of cool. You know? We're going kind of backwards here. It's kind of unusual, but I love the fact we have the technology to do that. I think it's wonderful. But with the remaining minute that we have, let me kind of set up the next segment because we're talking about black-on-black crime. We're talking about how the Democrats don't want to fix that problem, that it's all lip service, frankly. So I'm going to ask you a question, Sean. Aren't you a member of that black community?
Yes.
So you know a little bit about this, don't you?
Well, I know a whole bunch about it.
All right. Go ahead.
I spent my life in this community. So I know, and that's the deal. And when we come back, I'll give you more of an explanation.
Yeah, where I'm going to take Sean with this is, and listen, listeners, you can't get this conversation on any other radio program. I'm sorry, you can't. You cannot get the frank discussion that we're going to have here together on Armed American Radio with Sean, AAR Shanto. You simply cannot get this on any other radio program anywhere. The media is never going to give you this information, and nobody else out there is talking about it. And even if they are, they're not talking to Shanto about it. You cannot get this information anywhere else. Make sure not to go anywhere. Get some popcorn. Get a beverage. Do what you need to do. Sit back. Put on your seatbelt and get ready for what probably wind up being a very difficult and maybe disturbing conversation for you. Back right after this.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today. You're in handcuffs. Your kids and spouse are crying as you're loaded into a cop car. But you did nothing wrong. How could this happen? You're the good guy. All you did was legally protect your family from an attacker. If you think this couldn't happen to you, think again. Fortunately, though, the United States Concealed Carry Association is there to protect you. Not only do they resolve these situations for their members, but they also prevent them from happening in the first place. With resources like their free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. Learn what to say and what not to say in the aftermath of a self-defense incident. To get your free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive, just visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your free guide today at BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a 2-pack of My Pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-978-9358 and use promo code AAR.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's GunBroker.com Daily Defense Studios with me. You just heard the rejoiner for GunBroker. We're getting ready to do a lot of really fun stuff with GunBroker, so make sure to pay attention as we go over the course of the next days and weeks and months ahead. There's going to be all kinds of really fun giveaways. We're going to be doing some internet stuff. You'll see it on my Twitter. You'll see it on Armed American Radio Facebook. Gear up for that. And just check out GunBroker.com. Listen, I was actually on GunBroker.com today. You're not going to believe what I was looking at, but I was looking at a Colt Python. Oh, my gosh. Ooh. I was actually looking at a number of Colt Pythons. And if you know anything about the Python, they are probably one of the most beautiful handguns in my estimation outside of a beautiful custom AR, or excuse me, custom 1911. The Colt Python is just absolutely the top of the line. So I was looking at it, and there are a number of them available on GunBroker.com. I was also looking at some ammo and some other gear. So whatever you're looking for, GunBroker.com has it. Remember, over a million plus auctions a day. So I'm going to wind up feeding my addiction to GunBroker here over the, you know, I've kind of reinvented that whole thing. All right, welcome back inside this. Ooh, that's, there's going to be people that don't like me doing that because it's going to cost me some money. But nonetheless, a lot of fun. You get some great prices over there. GunBroker.com. Sign up for one. Sign up for an account. All right, let's go back to Shanta. We are talking about Chicago. We're talking about black-on-black crime. We're talking about the racist origins of gun control. And quite frankly, a lot of folks don't want to hear what we're getting ready to say. That the Democrats, I'm going to take this from you, in your estimation, are intentionally doing this, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. They've been doing it for years. And now what we're seeing is we're seeing the Democrats try to roll it out to everybody. See, the socialist mindset is all about control. And the Democrats don't want, the Democrats don't want people to have that control, because it's all about, if I have control over my life, I have to depend on you. And if I have to depend on you, that means I can't get my own house in order. And so if I can't get my own house in order, you control my house, which means if you want chaos in my house, you give me chaos. We've talked about this before. Look at every Democrat-controlled city. What do you see?
Well, let me interrupt you here for a second, because as the host of this program for over a decade working with you, you've heard me say this many, many times, mm-hmm. and no one has yet to be able to prove me wrong, because you can't. And listener, I'll give you the challenge again, particularly you dopey leftists. If you want to try to challenge me on this, I'm giving you the opportunity now. You show me an American city, a large urban American city in decay in this country, and I will show you a Democrat-controlled city at every level for decades. Decades. Yep. Want to try to prove me wrong? It's very simple. Prove it to me. Send it to me at markatarmedamericanradio.org. And don't give me some out of the way podunk town in some small, I don't want to hear about some small city in Arkansas. I'm talking about major U.S. urban centers that are in decay. Show me one that's not controlled by Democrats, that's not in decay, and I'll prove you can prove me wrong. Good luck with that. I dare you. Markatarmedamericanradio.org. Sean, it's a true statement, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely true statement. You see it all the time. I mean, you look at any of the cities that we talk about that has drama going on in it, it's a Democrat-controlled city. I'll give you a perfect example. Fort Worth, Texas is predominantly Republican. Now, the inside city isn't. And, of course, who lives inside the city? But you look at Dallas. Dallas is now doing some crazy things I never thought would ever happen, ever. I mean, Dallas is, and it is becoming a Democratic city. Same thing with Houston, same thing with San Antonio, same thing with Austin. Austin is just crazy off the chart. The Austin that I grew up with is nowhere close to being the Austin that it is now.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say that Austin's a city in decay, would you? I mean, you know, got to be fair here. Austin's a pretty, I mean, it's a very, very liberal place, but it's also a fairly good city.
It is now, because, as you know, Texas is a Republican state, but that is changing.
Yeah.
Texas is purple, and people, excuse me, I talked about this with a state representative. His name was Leo Berman. We talked about this in 2008. Because I wanted to know what was going on for a person that lives in Texas. And he predicted it's by 2020, Texas will be purple. And so I did some research, and he is absolutely correct. City of Dallas School District, right? It is almost 75% Hispanic. Let me say that again. The City of Dallas School District for our students is almost 75%.
Wait, is that a recent shift in demographics, though? I mean, that's always been that way, hasn't it?
No, it's a shift in demographics. The demographics is in this country is multiplying all over the country. Well, that's why they don't want to. That's why the illegal immigration thing is not a problem for them.
Well, let's go. Let's take this back to gun control for just a second. But when you talk about that, what you're telling me is based on the conversation we had in Chicago. And I want to go back to your first text message to me yesterday while we were on the air. It was quite fascinating to read these, and it was even more fascinating not to be able to respond to them in real time. But you know, that's why I said, "Dude, you nailed this." I said during a break, "We're going to talk about this tomorrow," which is why we're doing this today. But they want black on black killings. This is what they want, black-on-black killings. Help them cast blame and mislead this community. Sean, when the community is misled, I mean, that's a bold – let me say this. That's a bold statement. You're saying that Nancy Pelosi and the rest of the Democrat leadership are okay with the criminal murder element occurring in Chicago because it bolsters them political. Oh, no way. They wouldn't possibly feel that way, would they?
Well, look how they are about abortion. That's your answer right there. Because, like, again, it's all about power. It's all about not letting... Look, I'm going to put this in a gun situation, Second Amendment. The Second Amendment is the most important amendment we have. Why? Because it supports all the rest. And as long as you can protect yourself, as long as you can make sure that your family's protected, you have you get the rest of what America's all about. You get the freedom to pursue what it is that you want to pursue without anybody messing with you. And if someone does decide to come and mess with you as far as anything, you have the right to protect yourself. And once that's taken away, all the rest of the stuff falls apart.
Well, I just understood you to say, and you correct me if I'm wrong, don't be afraid to do it. I know you're not. I just heard you say... If I can take care of myself, I'm not dependent on Democrats.
Exactly.
And Democrats are depend for their political future and the pushing of their agenda, which is now moving into communism, by the way. It's beginning to exceed socialism now and moving towards communism. And if you don't believe me, listener, go back and read the commentary from the four folks that Donald Trump singled out the other day. We won't go there for the purposes of Armed American Radio, but need I say, everything that they talk about is based on dependence on government. Everything is dependence on government. Sean, when you hear me say, as you have for years, and you know what? We're getting ready to take a break here. See, I'm so glad I'm paying attention to that clock. See, I have to do this and not you. When we come back, we're going to continue the conversation. I want to talk about dependence on government. Don't go away. Back right after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com.
One warm summer day, Richard was grilling out with his family in the backyard of his suburban home. His brother stepped away to grab something from his car in the front yard and didn't come back. Feeling suspicious, Richard went to go check on him and was horrified by what he found. His brother was being beaten nearly to death in an attempted carjacking. Thinking quickly, Richard pulled out his gun and scared the attackers away. Then the police arrived, and Richard was arrested.
Are you freaking kidding me?
Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to do? Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say? If you answered anything other than yes to these questions, you need to visit BeTheirProtector.com right now. There you'll find the USCCA's free guide, 6 things that could land you behind bars or help keep you out of them. Visit BeTheirProtector.com now and get your free copy of 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive right now. That's BeTheirProtector.com. One more time, BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, we are back from the break. Before I lose my train of thought, boy, I got to tell you, sometimes the best radio is the radio you don't get to hear, and that's during the breaks. But at this point, I don't want to lose my train of thought. We're talking about dependence on government when I was rudely interrupted by that hard break. But here's what I mean by that. Sean, you have heard me say many, many, many times over the years that the political agenda of the far left, which is the agenda trying to take away our guns, cannot succeed with an armed population. It cannot. It will fail with an armed civilian populace. And the reason it will fail is because we are not dependent and because they cannot continue to push us as we've seen. Now, that's just not my opinion. History proves me right on that. You correct me if I'm wrong. And that's what we're witnessing in Chicago and major cities like Baltimore and St. Louis and Atlanta. When you see these cities in decay, they're in decay because those people have been kept down. And that's what you get when you are disarmed by the federal government. You become dependent on them for everything, correct? So you stop me if I'm wrong.
No, that's exactly the point. No, I mean, the average person has never gone to what I call a hood. And the way I look at politics, I look at politics as the hood. And I tell you, someone who finally got there, I can't remember his name. When he comes to me, I'll tell you. But he's talked about, he did a movie, Hillary's America. He did a movie.
Dinesh D'Souza you're talking about.
Dinesh D'Souza. The reason why Dinesh D'Souza is good at what he does is because he understands the community. If you go to the hood, there's no IBMs there. There's no Walmart distribution centers there. There's no Amazon distribution centers there. What's there? A couple of stores. There's no way to have an economic growth. And so that's why you have the drug deal, the drug dealer stuff. And it's true. Some of that has to do with economic growth, but it's designed to be that way. Because as long as those communities are violent, I'm a businessman. You're a businessman. I'm not going to put my $200,000 worth of equipment in a house in the middle of the hood. It's not going to happen. I spent too much money. Especially in a city that I can't own a gun in. That's ludicrous. Who's going to do that?
Well, you know, they tried to do that in Acacia Cortez's hood, and she didn't want $125,000 jobs in her neighborhood.
Exactly.
So these people are foolish. But it is, again, proof positive that they're attempting to keep you down. Let me move on to your next text, because I'm telling you right now, I could stay on your next text for the remainder of the program. It was, again, another bold statement. And the reason you don't see a Dr. King leadership is because the Dems will never allow this, and the Republicans are too scared to talk about the problem. So I want to break that down two ways and then get your opinion. Actually, let me just break it down one way. With the Republicans being too scared, I believe the reason they're too scared is because they know that the racist moniker is going to appear, and they're still too afraid of it. And as a result of being afraid of it, they are simply going to not discuss it, period, which is akin to me, as far as I'm concerned, to thought thievery or another lie of omission. That's dangerous. But so that was a bold text. Go ahead and tell me why you feel that way on both those counts.
It's going to get deeper, okay? The Republicans don't have the language, period. I give you a perfect example. Remember the question that everybody has been talking about for the last, 2 weeks for the census?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's not going to happen. You can put the question on there all you want to. People in the hood are not going to answer that question. I'm not going to answer that question. I'm going to tell you why. First reason why is, how do I answer that question? I'm a citizen. My wife has got a green card. My stepdaughter got a green card. We're working towards citizenship. So if I truthfully answer that question, I'm lying, because she's not a U.S. citizen. So there's no option for me. People in the hood just don't, it's like, why do you need to know this? And the reason why I say the language is there's no language here. There's no thought process of some of the things that we do. I get it. We want to know that. But you're not going to make people in the hood do that. They're not going to answer that question. Another reason why I don't like that question is, when we get a Democrat in, and we will, are they going to put how many guns you have in your house? See, as conservatives and Republicans, we have to have some thought process in some of the decisions that we make. That's one. Two, our conservative media cannot talk to the people in the hood. It's never gonna happen. Reason why is because they bring experts on who don't. They've done a lot of history, and we've done a lot of surveys, but they don't live in the hood. They don't understand how that community works. So therefore, you can't speak the language, and no one's gonna have me on, because everybody thinks that, he doesn't know what he's talking about. I don't have a PhD. I do have a PhD. I live there. I mean, I know people who are sitting in prison right now for murder. I hung out with people that have been killed because I was there. I know how it worked. The reason why I was able to get out was because my mother instilled in me what it takes to be in this country.
Your mother is still your mother, Sean. Your mother acted like a mother. We've had this conversation on and off air.
Yeah.
And the reason you did what you did, but she's your mom. She's your mother first.
Yes. And and I'll get back to the answer, but here's another thing, and this is a very private thing to me. When I was in high school, I wanted to be an auto mechanic. My school finally got an auto mechanics program. I was so happy. Went and talked to the counselor with my mother. This is what the counselor told my mother. Mrs. Young, you might as well get ready. Your son will never be able to take care of himself. Now, here's the funny thing. That's why we cannot put him in an auto mechanic program. here's the funny thing about it. I was working on cars at the time at a shop, doing auto mechanics. Knew most of what, you know, I just wanted a certificate. And that's what happens in these schools. Because a lot of the elements and the people that the schools talk to say, well, I guess you're right. They throw their hands up. The same thing, just like gun control. And that's why I hope none of y'all ever throw your hands up. Because that's what they want. They want you to give up. Because once you give up, the control is there.
All right, Sean, let me stop you briefly because we were discussing and you were talking in my ear during the live program when I was talking about Massachusetts on Sunday, on the Sunday Monster broadcast, if you recall. And I was going over that German Lopez. I love it. Isn't it great? German Lopez. When I was talking about Lopez, by the way, he's like a 29 or 30 year old far left socialist communist, by the way. But regardless, yeah, he's going to tell us what we need to do. But what they were doing was talking about, as you heard me say, the goal was to eradicate so many guns, get rid of guns in America. That's what their ultimate goal is, as you know.
Yes.
And they were using Massachusetts as an example, and they were openly talking about the hurdles that law-abiding people have to go through that they are creating, which then discourages them from buying guns, which then does what? Gives them what they want, which is one less person with a gun, even though it's a good person with a gun, which Dr. John Lott then in the second hour of the show went on to tell us is bad for the community because these people are defenseless. And it's yep. just so. But isn't that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Discourage the population. Discourage the population because if you discourage the population, it gives up. The ones who, let's say, don't want to be illegal, give up. And as you say all the time, criminals could care less about gun control. Let me tell you something. And most people would hear me say this, would be shocked. I can go buy a Tech 9 right now. It won't cost me $20,000. It won't cost me $1,000. I can go get a grenade right now. That might cost me about $1,000. Believe me, these people can get weapons. I'm talking about real weapons of mass destruction.
So you
now,
mean to tell
from?
Me, well, you mean to tell me, and let me take us to the break with this. You mean to tell me, as someone from your own description, the hood, that the criminals aren't sitting around the criminal's house in the hood worried about the latest Kamala Harris gun control proposal and her executive action? They're not worried. They don't even know who she is. When we come back, Armed American Radio, we'll wrap up this fascinating hour. I think you know why we're going to run it as an encore. Don't go away.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with a leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. but in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With the simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, wrapping up this segment, as Kurt Schilling says, closing it out, baby. Segment four, moving right along with Shonto. Before I do that quickly, grilling while armed, the top 20 recipes, how to get off the gas and become your neighborhood barbecue pit boss in one day is out. It is doing very, very well. The couple press, we haven't really exploded the publicity yet. You hear me talk about it, and you can see it on a couple social media deals, but it won't be long before you'll be seeing me talk about it. Oh, I don't know, maybe on one of your favorite television programs, or you'll hear it on one of your favorite radio programs in the very, very near future when we really decide to bust it out. So if you want to get one of the original first copies, let me know. If you want a signed copy, send me information, mark@armedamericanradio.org. Just send me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and I'll tell you exactly how to do that, because I do have a few in my little sweaty grasp right now that I can sign and send for, and I'll tell you how to do that. Otherwise, you can run right over to Amazon. If a signed one's really not your deal and you want to get it on Amazon and have it sent right away, Amazon.com, you go over and get it right there, and we're giving a percentage of every book sold to the Second Amendment Foundation, so it's a win-win for everybody, and you get a great book. All we ask is that you give us a great review on Amazon. We know you're going to anyway, because the book is that good. It really, truly is. Long time in the works, and you'll love the layout. You'll love the graphic design, the whole thing. The whole team was amazing on it, and you will enjoy it. Grilling While Armed. It's out there. Go get it on Amazon. All right. Let's go back to Shonto. Sean, first of all, I love telling the story. You know, people ask me, I still get the email, how did Sean get the name Shonto? And if you recall, I know it's a funny story. Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman was on the program a number of years ago, going back almost a decade. And yeah, we were coming back from a break. I welcomed him back. It was the Monster Cast. I don't even think we called the Monster Cast then. And I welcomed him. I welcomed him back, right? I said, rejoining me now is Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman. Colonel Grossman, welcome back to the show. He said, Mark, it's wonderful to be here back with you on the America's Airwaves, throwing 44 caliber silver bullets across America's airwaves with yourself and your sidekick, Shonto. At which point, you immediately became Shonto and have never looked back. And over the years, everywhere I go, and the last one was the USCCA CCW Expo. No, I was in Tombstone. I mean, I was going to say, but even in Tombstone, I had people walk up to me in the Oriental and say, hey, is Shonto here? In Tombstone. So you're a famous dude in places you didn't even know. Okay. So that's how Sean got the moniker Shanto. It's a fun story to tell. We've been doing this a long time. All right, Sean, let's go back to the conversation. You mean to tell me that the guys, that the criminals, when you hear me say on the air, the criminals in the criminals' lair aren't paying attention to the gun controls? You're not, I mean, not worried about having to get an extra background check?
No. Remember when I was telling you earlier in the show that I had friends who would, that did things that they shouldn't have been doing? I was offered a Tech 9 for $300. And it was everything I could do not to buy it. The reason why I didn't is because, believe it or not, I am a legal abiding gun owner.
No, well, what I'm saying, you mean you're a responsible citizen, really, and violating the law and committing a felony wasn't in your wheelhouse that day?
Something like, for that. I'm not going to prison over that.
Well, the, normal people fear those things, and that's what I mean. That's what makes you know you're law-abiding. If you fear the penitentiary, you're pretty much a law-abiding citizen.
I fear my mother.
That makes you more law-abiding than fearing the penitentiary, brother.
Yes, because here's the thing. In my family, we don't embarrass the family name. It just doesn't happen. You embarrass the family name, you might as well get ready because you're going to have problems. And here's the thing. I'm going to tell everybody, who is the Democrat? Because I've thought about this ever since we talked yesterday. And I have a whole bunch more to say. But the core of it is, who is the Democrat person? Who is the person that listens to the squad, as they call themselves? Who are the people that listen to Nancy Pelosi talk, the rhetoric she talks? Who are the people who think that Donald Trump is truly a racist, even though we know he's not? No racist would ever let a black woman out of jail. Come on, let's be honest here. That's stupid. Remember the tragic Trayvon Martin story?
Very well.
You remember when they went to court and they had the young lady that everybody made fun of?
Mm-hmm.
It's sad to say that that is your Democrat, your hardcore progressive right there. Reason why? They don't understand the history of progressives. They don't know what communism is. They don't know what socialism is. What they see is that it, excuse me, they don't understand the fundamentals of this country to allow you to come from nothing and do something. I'm a perfect example of that. Remember, I told you, the teacher told my mother that I would never amount to anything and might as well go ahead and accept the fact that I'm either going to be institutionalized or I'm going to be homeless. I was homeless briefly in my younger days. That's because I was confused, and most 20-something-year-olds are. Didn't really know what he wanted to do. Didn't know how to get there. And as you know, about 3 years ago, I bought $250,000 house.
Well, even that, you're producing the greatest radio program in the country on top of that.
Exactly. And on top of that, I also, what a lot of people don't know, I'm a computer guy. I'm not really a radio guy. I'm a computer guy that loves radio. I have almost a doctorate as far as experience. I almost have a doctorate in computer science. I need whirlwinds around computers. But if I hadn't listened to that teacher, if my mother hadn't listened to that teacher, then it would have been true. And that's why I say the language you have is never going to be there. It's because the people that you need to talk to, you can't talk to them because you don't understand the language.
And all of this, listener, came from a conversation yesterday about Chicago. What sparked it yesterday? I think you get to a point, because Sean and I talk about these things not just on the air. And many times he has no idea what direction I'm going to go when I begin opening my mouth on the airwaves. And nor do I sometimes, frankly. I have a little... I have a little outline, but I get sidetracked really easy sometimes. You know, it's not hard to do, especially when I'm drinking that Black Rifle coffee at 10 o'clock at night, you know, Eastern time anyway. But
yeah, absolutely.
You never know where you're, what direction you're going to spin off in. You really don't, because the conversation, it's live radio, and the conversation is going to take off. This is a passionate topic for us. Sean cares about what we're discussing. I care about it. Sean, I'm going to give you a true statement. I was at my doctor a couple weeks ago, you know, just doing regular stuff. My blood pressure was a little bit higher than it should have been, but still within normal. Well, higher than it would it normally is. And he says, look, here's what I want you to take. And he goes, my doctor listens to me, has a permit, has my books, listens to the program. He says, I know your type quadruple gazillion A personality. And as your doctor for years, I know that you're passionate about what you're talking about and you're going to come out of your skin. He goes, I don't need you on the air with your blood pressure shooting up to 250 and we lose you in front of a microphone. Because you're so passionate about what you're talking about. And I say that in a joking way, but to the listener, I'm telling you that we really do care about these things. We know how to fix these problems in Chicago. And if you think what's been happening in Chicago is the norm and can't be fixed, you have drank the Kool-Aid, that you've fallen for what the socialists and the squad and the Democrats want you to believe, that the government is going to have to fix every problem there is. Sean, we are getting ready to end this hour, and I hate that, as you know. Because you and I could continue this discussion easily into another hour and a third hour without batting an eyelid. But I want to thank you, Sean, for bringing this up and for texting me while we were on the air together yesterday. It's important, and I know this program is no doubt going to be an encore. More than likely, you're going to be hearing this again on the MonsterCast on Sunday's broadcast coming up. We'll probably run it in the third hour because it's a conversation that, Sean, I don't believe just any radio program can have, and we can. No. So thank you for everything you're doing. We've only got about 10 minutes out. Everybody knows where to find you. Just listen to Armed American Radio. Until we meet on the radio tomorrow, remember to carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. See you on the radio.